Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Golding from the corner. That's incredible. McDonald left that short. Plenty of time for Clark. Got it! John Cain Arena explodes. This end. First punch, and it's a big one. A statement victory in game one of the championship series.
Jackie Heverin at his finest, Chris Golding at his finest yesterday as well. Six threes in his 22-point game, and Melbourne United got the job done by 23, 104 to 81 over Tassie, and they win game one of the NBL final, grand final series. And you can see game two, three, or maybe game four, but at least game two and three on ESPN and on KO. Chris Golding's been good enough to join me. Welcome to you, Chris. Great to have you on.
Hey, Dwayne. Good to chat again, mate.
It's nice to have a chat to you as well. After that kind of win, you kind of kept them at arm's length all game, and it looks like you're in as good a form right now as a team as you've been all season.
Yeah, it was a pretty impressive as the first week.
I think we're just losing you there, Chris. I might just get you to go up the ladder as if you're cutting the net down, if you can, just so we can get a bit better reception. You there? You got you back again?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you back again. Sorry about that.
On top of my roof now.
So. Okay, good work.
Yeah, we ended up peace.
No, we're struggling to get you there. We might have to see how we go, try and get you back on. I know you're on your roof, but I don't want you to get a ladder on your roof because you're pretty important to the team if you fall off. But we'll see if we can get you in another spot. Chris Golding, Melbourne United star, joining us. A couple of texts while we try to get him back. Lost in the wash. Archie Perkins' performance has been lost in the wash. We did it on the show a couple of weeks ago, and that is the 2020 draft. It's moving year for the 2020 draft. All those players in the 2020 draft, this is their year. Bucks said, and a few people have said, it's the fourth year for players that we get to find out the truth on where they're headed in their career. And when you look at the 2020 draft, Essendon pretty reliant on their picks 8, 9 and 10 in that draft. Nick Cox, Archie Perkins and Zach Reed. They need a couple of those guys to really fire, and it looks like Archie Perkins is about to do that. The draft, by the way, Jamari Ugal-Hagen was pick 1. Riley Thilthorpe is injured now, pick 2. Will Phillips to North Melbourne was pick 3. Logan McDonald, who's having a pretty good start to this season as well, in the absence of Lance Franklin, was pick 4. Braden Campbell, Sydney Academy, looks great, pick 5. Denver Granger Barras, injured now, pick 6 to the Hawks. Elijah Hollands was pick 7, Gold Coast down to Carlton. Then Nick Cox, 8. Archie Perkins, 9. Zach Reed, 10. Luke Pedler, Adelaide, 11. Tanner Bruin, from the Giants to Geelong, pick 12. A couple other good ones in that draft. Ollie Henry, who's moved to Geelong, pretty damn good pick for Collingwood at pick 17, even though they ended up trading him to Geelong. Jack Bowie, who's a premiership player at 21. Errol Gordon might end up being the best of that draft. Sydney Academy, pick 32. Samson Ryan, pick 40. Ollie Lord's injured at the moment, but looked like having a pretty good year for Port Adelaide. He was pick 49. And Maurice Rioli Jr., one of those that was in that draft as well, at a later pick, pick 51. Chris Golding's back on the line. We've got you back, Chris. We're chatting about how good your form is right now in comparison to how you've been all year. Looks like it's coming together at the right time.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me this time. I can't go much higher, Duane. So, yeah, it was a good showing in game one, and a little shaky first quarter from everyone trying to figure each other out. But we got there in the end and pieced together three really good quarters.
And six threes from you. And your captaincy has been probably something that's been underrated a bit this year, your leadership skills. I mean, I've been to a few games and watched you pointing and verbally trying to encourage. And I've seen you sort of wander off when a timeout gets called and trying to give the feedback to Dean as quickly as possible as to what you think should be done next without it being too demonstrative. It's been a nice balance, but you've enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's always a good challenge. And especially, you know, we've got a really talented team, so different guys are going to step up on different nights. So it's not always me that needs to score or do those sorts of things. So helping any way I can is probably a good way to put it.
And a facilitator as well. I mean, Joe Luala-Chul's had a pretty good year, 20 points against Tassie in that win by 23. So getting those big guys involved and getting them confident early seems to be part of your job as well.
Yeah, I mean, Joe and Ariel and Luke Travers, they're kind of like our engine room, the big fellas. They get us going. So when Joe's in that mindset that he was in yesterday and just wanting to dominate, it makes us a hell of a lot better team, that's for sure.
And I was there for the game where Delhi dominated against Illawarra. It's nice to have him in this kind of form as well late in the season.
Yeah, he's been open. He's gone through a couple of little injuries throughout the year, and he's just been working on getting his body right for this time of year. And, you know, in some instances, he willed us over the line against Illawarra, and his body's feeling good. He's making big plays, and he's leading us out there.
And Shay Ely, I saw the job that he did on Tyler Harvey, where he scored on Tyler Harvey. And well, Tyler was kept to what a point to half time of that Illawarra game. It seems like he's the best defensive player in the league. And yet you do like letting him have the ball to try and score occasionally just to ram the point home to the guy that he's guarding.
Yeah. And you make that point. He is the best defender in the league. But, you know, oftentimes his offensive game is underrated. His pace and his strength and how he has the ability to get into the paint and probe and either finish or find open teammates and really start the fast break for us is a big part of what he does and how he leads us. So there'll be a couple of ones that he wished he could finish last night, and we know he'll do that going forward.
Don't know if you've read the NBA website or seen Dean Vickerman's comments on the Little Island, but what have you made of that? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have seen it, and I didn't hear it, but I would imagine a fair portion of it's been sort of taken out of context. It was more along the lines of, hey, they're going to talk about what they need to do to try and win, but us over here, you know, we need to focus on us and how we can get better and what we need to do to try and win this championship. I don't think it was anything disrespectful. I'm a Tassie boy. Tanner Krebs is a Tassie boy, so I don't think anything untoward going on there.
But they'll use it, won't they? They'll put it in the locker room and rev the fans up with it for a bit of theatre for the anger?
If they want to, yeah, that's if they want to. I think at this time of year, you probably shouldn't need any more motivation than wanting to go out and win a championship. So that's what we're focusing on doing. And, looking forward to a great challenge down in Tasmania on Friday night.
How do you shut out the crowd? You're obviously used to it because there's some pretty hostile crowds around Australia and around the world where you've been playing. How do you shut them out the way you tend to shut it out? It looks like you're, because I'm sure you hear a couple of the comments from the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's human nature. People are screaming at you, you hear some things, but I think the biggest thing to understand is, like, well, what do you want them to do? You want them to cheer for you as the away team, and you know, these are the environments that you want to step into and go and try and get wins, and we'll be embracing that and looking forward to it. A great environment to play in. Their fans do a great job of packing it out and being loud, as do ours. So it's what you want from a league that's growing and teams that are at the top of their game. So we really look forward to it.
Do you secretly feed on it? I know a few players like a Dermot Bruin, for example, he used to actually like it when he got hammered by an opposition fan base because he used it as fodder. Do you secretly like it?
Oh, I don't think it's secret or anything like that. I made the comment in a press conference yesterday. It's a hell of a lot better than, you know, playing in an empty crowd with no one yelling at you, which we did through COVID a lot of the time. So I think these are just environments that you want to go and play in and want to go and try and get a win in. And, you know, that'll certainly set us up to come back home if we're able to go down there and get a win.
Which is what your aim is, to get back home on your floor and win the whole thing next Sunday.
I mean, ideally, yeah. I don't think it matters when we do it, but yeah, that's obviously our goal. And I've been lucky enough to do it in front of the home crowd before. It's really special, but we're not going to get, you know, even think about that. All we're thinking about is, you know, the first few minutes of the first quarter in that game down in Tassie on Friday night and how we can come out and be better than we were last night.
Chris, if we don't get a chance to speak to you, good luck. Hopefully we get a chance to speak to you after you win game three and win the whole damn thing. Hopefully I get a chance to speak to you when you get your Boomer singlet as well. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate you, Dwayne.
Chris Golding, superstar, Melbourne United gun. And the Boomers don't just need his three-point shooting and his shooting ability. They need his leadership as well, perhaps, given it's going to be a different team that's going to front up in Paris. We'll take a break very shortly. A couple of texts that have come through in the meantime, because they had so many texts on the text machine today for... Oh, they're great people at 40 Winks. You can check out the whole Temper range, T-E-M-P-U-R, Temper mattresses and pillows like no other. You can check out the Temper range on the website, or you can check out the Temper range at your local 40 Winks. Dwayne, spot on as an umpire, that chopping the legs rule, it's a horrendous rule. Just so typical of the AFL to panic with one injury. Unnecessary, so stupid. Malcolm from Highbury, they brought that in, though, a couple of... in support of the rule, bring it in, leave it in, because it protects the player from having his leg broken. So there are a few that want the rule kept and that are justifying the fact that Patrick Dangerfield could have had his knee snapped by that one. So thanks for all of your texts that have come through today. Back with a bit to come. You're with Dwayne's World.